intelligence officials briefed him on their top secret report about Russia's hacks during the election, following weeks of dismissals from Mr. Trump. A declassified version of that report is now out. It claims Vladimir Putin himself ordered the hack in part to help Mr. Trump win. NBC's Kristen Welker has a response from the president-elect.
A two-hour showdown at Trump Tower, the president-elect coming face-to-face with the nation's top intelligence officials, whom he spent weeks disparaging. Trump calling the meeting constructive, just as the explosive details of their report made public late this afternoon. Their key findings? Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016 and developed a clear preference for President-elect Trump. Putin and the Russian government aspired to help President-elect Trump's election chances when possible by discrediting Secretary Clinton. But the Russian hacking didn't affect vote tallying. Trump has for weeks questioned the conclusion Russia was responsible.
It could be somebody sitting in his bed.
And today still refused to single out Russia. Instead, Mr. Trump saying in a statement, Russia, China, and other countries are engaged in cyber attacks and insisted there was absolutely no effect on the outcome of the election. Late tonight, top Democrats firing back.
It is beyond time for the president-elect to accept the obvious. Everyone else has. And if this report and presentation was enough to convince him, nothing will be.
The meeting capped a week of escalating tensions. Just hours before the briefing started, Trump telling the New York Times the focus on Russian hacking is a witch hunt by his political adversaries. Still in their report tonight, the nation's top intelligence officials, the FBI, CIA, NSA, and the Director of National Intelligence say they're all in agreement, concluding with high confidence Russia's efforts, including hacking, propaganda, and fake news, mark a significant escalation in the country's efforts to undermine American democracy. A democracy Mr. Trump will soon lead.